Florida or anywhere else in the world.
We got one last week.
Yeah, it is.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
Oh, you,
no.
You didn't.
No, you didn't.
I've won 2 weeks in a row.
I remember that.
It's exciting.
Alex, good morning. Out in Coco, who do you want your coach to be today, Adam or Dana?
I'll pick Dana.
Thank you.
Why doesn't anyone ever pick me?
They do pick you.
When?
You're so 11.
I'm going to... What's that
mean? Hey, good morning, Lindsay.
Oh.
Do you want to pick Adam?
No!
All right. So, yeah, Adam's going to be your coach this morning, Florida, anywhere else in the world. You guys just figure out where these stupid criminal stories happened.
All right.
Here we go, Alex, starting with you. Comes a point in every marriage, speaking from experience, where one person asks the other one to go out and buy him some ice cream. Some marriages, it happens 4 to 5 times a week. A 37-year-old woman, her name is Rhonda. She asked her husband to go out and get her some ice cream recently, but he said he was tired from working all day, didn't want to. Well, she got mad. She didn't like that answer, so she called the police. Said that he was being mean to her. I need you to get here. And so, of course, they have to come out and check out and investigate what's going on. Well, when they got there, she said, well, that's really not the case at all. He won't go out and get me ice cream, and it upset me. Oh. So they let her know that we're going to be arresting you for filing a false report. You can't do that. And she's like, okay, can I use the bathroom first? They're like, yeah. So about 2 minutes later, they hear a really loud thud. And she jumped out the bathroom window.
What floor were they
and
on?
Fell.
Okay.
And ran. I guess not too high.
Okay.
They were able to quickly track her down and arrest her. And now she's charged with filing a false report and evading arrest.
They so
she's
find her at a Dairy Queen or something?
Just adding to the charges.
Wow.
Alex, do we get to claim her in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what her husband was sitting there thinking. Like, yeah, take her.
Yeah
right, please. That'll honor.
Her marriage is a little bit of a rocky road right now. Anyway, so. Lindsay, Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Adam, what do you think?
You're very wise to come to your coach on this one, Lindsay. let me tell you. See, in Florida, our police are so nice, they would not arrest her for this. They would say, okay, ma'am, I'm sorry, we're going to give you a warning. You can't call us because your husband didn't buy you ice cream. So it's got to be one of those mean police officers in anywhere else in the world.
What do you think?
What's your game?
Disclaimer.
I was leaning anywhere else. I'm going to say anywhere else in the world.
Uh-huh.
This happened to take place in Tennessee. Yep, they got a point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alex.
Way to go, Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay, you get to serve on this one. There's a 26-year-old guy. His name is Andrew. Andrew got angry when a cashier at a liquor store carded him back in 2016. Apparently, he didn't have his ID with him, so he threatened the cashier and yelled at her and said, "Remember my face."
Oh.
And then he stormed out. Well, he came back later that night with a gun and fired a shot.
Oh.
Like, he was that angry that
okay.
he got carded.
Wow.
I get excited when I
get me too.
Cops were never able to track Andrew down because a security camera didn't get a shot of his face. But luckily, the cashier followed Andrew's advice and did remember his face. So last Tuesday, police got an anonymous tip for the guy responsible that did that he lived nearby and gave Andrew's name. So they picked up the cashier, took her down, and she easily picked him out of a lineup. And now he's facing numerous charges. And the cops were able to confirm that they had the right guy because it turns out that Andrew was issued a driver's license on the exact same day. He was wearing the same sweater in the surveillance footage as from the liquor store.
Wow.
They just tied it all together
wow.
2 years later. That's a good employee right there. Do we get to claim?
He gave her clear instructions, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we get to claim Andrew in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Lindsay?
I think I'm going to go with Florida on this one.
Wow. Okay. Doesn't even ask. All right, that's fine. Over to you. Adam's shaking his head. Alex, what do you think?
I'm going to say Florida again.
You're going to say Florida again?
Yes, man. Yes.
Oh. And I'm feeling anywhere else in the world.
Your final call, Alex.
I go with Dana.
Anywhere else in
Uh-oh.
The world? This happened to take place in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, no!
Oh,
I got you out of it! Oh, no!
I knew it!
Yeah,
you did
Adam's
not.
Over there shaking his head going, no.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Final story.
Oh.
Start off with you, Alex.
Oh, gosh, I have to live with Adam now.
There's only a few careers where it's okay to drink on the job. Beer taster, wine taster, maybe even a bartender. There's a 56-year-old woman, and her name is Carrie. She works as a delivery driver. Apparently, she got hammered before her shift Thursday morning.
Oh.
Right before she made a delivery to a jail. and she accidentally rammed into the jail's fence, which knocked off her bumper. Cops came outside trying to figure out why is somebody ramming the jail fence. Figured out, oh, you're drunk, and arrested her for drunk driving and simply just walked her inside the grounds. Not good. Do we get to claim her in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Alex?
I think in another world.
Anywhere else in the world. He's
get
not
us
even
on the board. I know. I'm not interested in you.
All right. What do you think, Lindsay?
All right, Adam, what do we think?
Well, it doesn't matter. We've already won. So it's really at this point. There's a lot of prisons here, and there's a lot of drinking here in Florida. I'd say Florida, but really it doesn't matter. We won already.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I don't know. I'm originally from Texas. This kind of sounds like a Texas thing.
Well, that sounds good, too.
I'm gonna say anywhere else in the world.
Going against Adam.
I like it.
This took place in Wisconsin.
Just like Texas.
Yep. Alex gets on the board. Yay. Lindsay gets the sweep. Woo-hoo. And Adam gets shut out.
I won. What are you talking about? Well,
I can't live with it.
Alex and Lindsay, thank you guys so much for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world.